Hello folks, Tozer, good to see you all. Some people are asking if they could see a wee bit more of the dog. I think he's better looking than I am, and he probably makes more sense too. Joseph Scriven was another wonderful man of God and a great hymn writer. One of the most well-known hymns that he has written, and one of the most well-known hymns in the English language, in fact, is "What a Friend We Have in Jesus, All Our Sins and Griefs to Bear. What a Privilege to Carry Everything to God in Prayer." Some of you will know something of the life and experience of Mr. Scriven. He was born in Banbridge. He was a very well-educated young man. He had so much potential in his life. He knew the Saviour. He was engaged to be married. He was setting up a business. And yet on the eve of his wedding night, his wife tragically lost her life and she was drowned. We can only begin to imagine the pain and suffering and heartache and turmoil that that man of God went through. To assuage his grief and to try just to get away from things and get a new start, he emigrated to Canada. Life there was still not easy. He heard about his aged and sick mother, and so he wrote to her to try to comfort her. And it was then that he wrote the words of that hymn that we've already quoted. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. He wrote that to encourage his mother. A friend put it to music, and since it has become one of the great hymns that we often sing and know and love so well. Scriven went on to be a tutor, a preacher, and an encourager. And in his last days, he resided in the town of Port Hope in Ontario, where the Reverend Reggie Cranson ministers the Word of God. He was known as the Good Samaritan of Port Hope. And yet his life's verse, "What a friend we have in Jesus." You know, the lovely thing about the Lord Jesus Christ is he's such a wonderful friend. Yes, he's Saviour, he's Lord, he's Master, he's King of Kings, he's Lord of Lords, he's our advocate, he's our mediator. And one day he's going to stand in judgment of this world. But the Christian can say, "This is my beloved, and this is my friend. He brought me into his banqueting house. His banner over me is love." The Bible has so much to say about friendship. There's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. A friend loveth at all times. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And the Lord said to his disciples, "Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you." He counts those who know him and love him and obey him and serve him as his friends. I wonder today, are you a friend of the Saviour's? You say, "Well, I'm lost. I'm not a friend of Christ. I'm not a friend of God at all. I'm still a sinner." Well, there's a lovely truth in the Word of God. It was spoken in accusation against the Lord, but it was a wonderful truth. This man is a friend of publicans and sinners. Jesus, the sinner's friend. I tell you, I've got a wonderful friend today in Jesus Christ. Is he your friend? You can come to know him. And if he is your friend, spend time with him. Take all of your burdens to the Lord in prayer. Don't forfeit that peace and that assurance and that comfort for want of prayer and for want of fellowship with the Lord. He loves you. He loves it when his children pray. Call upon him today afresh and even now. As this little devotional comes to an end, let's just give some time to seeking the Lord. And why not just tell him that you love him? Like Peter, "Thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love you. Thank you for being my friend." God bless you. See you next time.